This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Conservatives find ourselves in an interesting position. Yes, indeed. KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about me and what I talk about on a daily basis. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. We are in a unique position, a place we never figured to be in a free country. We conservatives are the resistance. I know that's weird, isn't it? You're thinking, Kevin, what are you talking about? The resistance is what the left say they are. No. Remember my lessons to you. Hey, class, pay attention. Don't make me slap you. We are the resistance. They told you who you were by telling you who they were. Hashtag resistance. We're going to resist President Trump. We're going to resist. What they're saying, folks, is we conservatives have to resist what has occurred in this country, the coup that happened. See, the people who claimed to fight against the police state in the 1960s, these baby boomers that are now in their 60s, late 60s and 70s, these are the very people who stole the government from you. Who made you believe they were the resistance? They were fighting against the tyrannical government. They were fighting to become the tyrannical government. They have created today what is a police state. You don't believe me? Ask Dinesh D'Souza. He was targeted by Barack Obama and imprisoned for things that, quite frankly, the Democrats do on a daily basis, wide open, in your face. Mike Flynn. General Mike Flynn. Three-star general. I have met with this man. Great guy. Cleveland, Ohio, in the Republican convention, this guy was floating on clouds. He was part of the Trump administration, or about to be part of the Trump administration. Had an amazing career. One of the leaders in our military. A respected three-star general, lieutenant general. And this guy gets railroaded, almost goes to prison. And if it weren't for the fact that President Trump, Donald Trump, got elected president, he would probably be in prison, or he'd be taking a plea deal. He took a plea deal, but he's reversed it on the revelation of what we've learned so far in this new investigation about the FBI and all the crooked nature of them. You live in a police state. If they can get a guy like Mike Flynn, who has the ear of the president, who are you? These are the people who manage the coup of the Democratic Republic of the United States. And we have watched this coup play out over the last 2 years in panoramic vision. You have had a front row seat to a bloodless coup. The former administration attempting to subvert the electoral process, the supposedly free and fair election system of the United States that we brag about. This is like watching one of these African dictator things where, you know, Saddam Hussein, I got 100% of the vote. Doesn't that tell you that people love me? That's exactly what we watched. Obama cheated. It's that simple. Obama did everything he could to stop Donald Trump from becoming president. And it isn't because he liked Hillary. Barack Obama cheated because he's an ideologue that said, I can't let the other side win. Now, for leftist America, they are scared. The Democrats are scared to their very foundation, to their evil, crooked cores. They are so scared in America realizing that Barack Obama cheated. Period. Worse yet, President Trump vindicated you. It would have been okay had President Trump sucked. Had he been a terrible president, then they would be saying, see, We told you guys. And you know what? Let me tell you something. These Republican rhinos that Donald Trump has lined up in lockstep with him, they would be more than happy to throw this guy under the bus. There are many of them panicking right now because of the stock market. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Some knucklehead leftist posted, when Donald Trump took office, the stock market was 23,400, blah, blah, blah. And Britt Hume corrected him and says, no, it wasn't. It was 19,000. The stock market is still way up under Trump. So what? It fell 1,500, 1,600 points in the last couple of market trading sessions. Okay. It's still way up. But there are people ready to abandon. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't. You can be sure. This market is going to be fine. I don't know what it's going to do. I'm no, you know, market expert or analyst. I'll tell you this. I have money in the market. I've lost money so far. I'm not panicking. President Trump has vindicated you. He's vindicated you because he says, I'm going to run on this platform. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to take care of immigration. I'm going to repeal Obamacare. I'm going to bring jobs back to America. I'm going to work in, to make sure that people understand the United States is first, that we're going to have a strong military, blah, blah, blah. And he's done practically every single thing in a year. Undoubtedly, I mean, this is a Kevin Jackson conjecture. This is people saying, I feel good about being a part of this country again, and he's being fought at every turn. But they are not the resistance. You're the resistance. Because what Donald Trump is, he's one of you and one of us. And he's in there fighting against a tyrannical government. And the only way it was going to happen is by us getting him on the inside. They don't like us. We told them what electing a real leader would prove to them. And that we know what we're talking about. But instead of recognizing Donald Trump's accomplishments, leftists fight harder against them, against us, and against America. But we are the resistance. There's a saying, to fly, you must have resistance. I want you to think about that. You want to soar? You want to defy gravity? You must have resistance. So we're facing it, but we are it. We're the resistance. And we're going to soar. Because you know what? We have finally figured these people out. And we flipped the script on them, and they don't know what to do. They've been so used to us just rolling over. We've never resisted. What is a conservatives don't... We don't fight. We just go, huh? It'll correct itself. You're now fighting. You're the resistance. That's our theme today. And what does that mean? What does that entail? What is your job as a resistor? We'll answer that in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a confusing notion that the conservatives are the resistance in this new form of government that we have. It's confusing because we feel resisted, right? We feel, but let me just explain something. We are always resisted because we have common sense. We've always felt resisted. The problem is, and what you probably don't realize, is that things flipped on you. Immigration, they tell you, is good. Illegal immigration is good. Forget the legal system. Nobody cares about the legal immigration system. We have this illegal system that we've got to support. Refugee resettlement is good. Even if they're killing you, it's good. Education, academia, it's good. Even if it's not educating, it's indoctrinating. So what kids aren't taking stem cells, and America's not the leader in technological advancement any longer because we're focused on social justice? That's a good thing. We're going to make the world a better place. And I could go on. So what, your foreign policy stinks and you let Iran build bombs and North Korea build bombs, everybody threatening everybody. The UN has done nothing. Who cares? Keep funding it. Send it money. See, we've always thought of the government as being part of what we are supposed to support. And what happened was it changed. Government doesn't care about us. Look, I'm not anti-government, but I will promise you this. Your government doesn't care about you. It cares about you. You are an electron in a sea of other electrons. And your job is to do what electrons do. Flow. Go with the flow. Oh, yeah, I'm about to get an engineering lesson. But you're a resistor. And in electronics, a resistor resists the flow. That's what it does. So if I've got a 100-ohm resistor in one circuit and a 50-ohm resistor in another, you know where the circuit's going to go? You know where the electricity's going to flow? It's going to flow more in the 50-ohm resistor. Because the 100-ohm resistor goes, oh, no, 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 you're not coming this way. And that's what you're doing. You're in the circuit, and it's been flowing now because they've set it up to flow their way, the easy flow of electricity. Why do you think they make students stupid? Why do you think all the Madison Avenue advertisements to get you to do stuff is to make you stupid? They want you to not resist. You've been trained to stop resisting. When Obama was in office, there were scandal after scandal, and there were so many, you were overloaded, and you blew. Resistors blow, and you stopped resisting. You just became you didn't open as a circuit. You just closed down and said, okay, I'm just no more resistance. And you let the current flow is to its heart's content. So now you've got zero resistance. That current is just flowing through that circuit. And that's why Barack Obama says, I'm scandal-free administration. Knock on wood. Scandal-free. Yep. Supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. That's Sun Tzu. And he was right. The Democrats, the leftists, whatever you want to call them, they broke our resistance without fighting. They didn't even have to fire a shot. You know how they did it? They ruined families, particularly black families. That was intentional because we are boisterous. Black folks will get in your face. But they ruined the black family. They ruined the education system from the cradle to the grave. You thought, hey, If my kiddo's in a good school, high school, and I work with them on their homework, I'll send them off to college, they'll be good. Your kid came back completely unresistant. Go with the flow. In fact, worse than that, part of it. That's what happened. You became part of it. I listen to people bleeding heart. You say the wrong thing. I see conservatives. Ooh, I don't know. Ooh, Kevin, can I laugh at that joke? If it's something black or I say something about Obama and do some allude in any way. Let's say I'd say something about Obama and we'd put watermelon in the Senate. Oh, people get crazy. You've been taught not to resist. You know it. And what happened was you finally got mad enough back in November 2016 where you said, you know what, I'm gonna fight this a little bit. So you stopped resisting. H.G. Wells said, the path of least resistance is the path of the loser. I want you to think about that. There are people all the time that go, well, I always take the path of least resistance. I get it. If there's a trail that's been blazed by somebody, you're walking through a place and on campus and they go, hey, there's a shortcut and it's a good way to go. And everybody go. But when you're talking about life, the path of least resistance, that's the loser's path. Look, I've raised kids. I've trained kids. I know who's going to be good at something and who's not, simply by who's willing to put in the work. And you finally, this isn't I'm not chastising you, by the way. We're just having a good conversation here. I'm actually proud of you because you now understand what your role is. You are a million-ohm resistor in a circuit, and they're used to you being 10 ohms. That current just flows through you like butter. like a raging river. And suddenly you're a million ohms. And that current hits you and goes, uh-oh. And it looks for another place now. It looks for an easier way, an easier route. That's exactly what's happening right now with this investigation. What happened, in the past, the Democrats could have told you, that Republican FISA memo is a joke, man. You don't believe it. And you'd go, well, you know, they do have a point. And then they'd release theirs. And they'd say, we've refuted everything and haven't refuted anything, but the media would tell you, oh, the Democrats have refuted it. And you go, oh, okay, that's good. That's a good thing. And now you go, when that Republicans released it, you were outraged. You became a bigger resistor. Then the Democrats released theirs and you became a bigger resistor because you were even more outraged that they didn't even refute the Republicans. They just tried to come over the top with nonsense and you go, I don't buy it. And you became more resistant. And the Democrats are going, holy cow, what do we do? They're building up more resistance. You, America, conservative America, you are the resistance. And you have a guy in there who is resisting the very government that he runs. You may not like the tactics. You may question what's going on there. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump's smart. I'm convinced he's a lot smarter than most of these people want to give him credit for. And as I said, get him in the target zone. That's what he's doing so far. And there's a guy that, well-respected journalist friend of mine who says, Kevin, I think Mueller might actually be on Trump's side. I want to talk about Mueller's potential interview with Donald Trump when we come back. But I want you to understand, we're going to be talking resistance, and you are indeed the resistance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Campus reform is at it again, exposing liberal bias on the college campuses around the country. This stopped New York City.
This time they headed to John Jay College in New York City, asking students to react to quotes from President Trump's State of the Union address. The only problem is they weren't actually quotes from President Trump. They were actually quotes from President Obama. Watch this.
China wants to write the rules. That would put us at a disadvantage.
Everything is out the window. Like, China.
Donald Trump should, mind his own business and, just focus on America.
It's like he doesn't think before speaking and how it's going to offend a lot of people.
Joining us now is media director for campusreform.org and the man behind those videos, Mr. Cabot Phillips. Cabot, good to see you again. So what'd you do? Tell us what happened.
We went to campus. We wanted to test what students thought of President Trump's State of the Union. But we wanted to see if they actually were giving him a fair shakedown or if they were committed to hating whatever he said. And what they would think of the words of someone who they all beloved, which is President Obama. Person after person said that all of the quotes we were giving them were racist, they were short-sighted, they were evil. And then we told them it was President Obama. They were quite shocked, and they weren't too happy with me. One student threatened to beat me up, said I shouldn't come back to campus, and all I was trying to do was expose the bias and show that people many times don't make up their mind based on policies, but based on personalities, and that's wrong.
And right, and you told people you were actually at I think it was NYU, asking people what they thought of the speech days before the speech, and they answered the question. Now, you went ahead and asked the students, is there some bias on campus? And they admitted it. Let's listen.
I think there's a bias against President Trump when it comes to hearing a speech like the State of the Union.
Yeah, I do think there's a bias. I guess bias is really bad in general. Just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean it's not right.
I am definitely not a huge fan of him. However, I think being closed-minded is probably more dangerous than anything he could do.
That's interesting. Cavett, go ahead. Yeah.
I thought it was encouraging, at least, that students were somewhat willing to admit their bias. And that's what it's going to take for people to look at items, look at policies objectively, and then make up their mind. But this really does start in the classroom, where professors have created an environment. Everything dealing with President Trump has to be evil, and everything with President Obama is taught to them that it was great, it was wonderful, it was all sunshines and rainbows. And that's where I think this comes from. And that's what we've covered extensively at the Leadership Institute's campus reform, that innate bias on campus. And we need to expose that so that we can start to change it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That's an interesting clip to me for a few reasons. One is, what the guy says, when I ask these people these questions about the State of the Union and then reveal to them that they weren't Trump's answers and, they weren't Trump's comments, they were Barack Obama's, they got mad. Because some of them got mad. One guy says you shouldn't come back on campus doing that. And I want you to think about the mentality of somebody who you've been tricked and they go, okay, nope, that was President Obama. And then you're like, well, you just tricked me and you got me to say the thing that I wasn't supposed to say. I want you to think about what it takes for you to be mad about that. You have been informed that you've been wrongly thinking of something of somebody, and instead the other person said it. So you've been educated. Somebody has actually imparted knowledge upon you, and you're mad. When does that happen? Look, I get it. You're arguing a point with somebody. I know that's the actor that was in that movie. No, it isn't. It is. It was a Doogie Howser, and it looked just like that boy. And then somebody goes, "No, that was the son. That was De Niro's son, Chachi or something." And okay. All right then. Well, you know, I get it. It's embarrassing a little bit when it's just nonsense. You know, I put the thing over in the corner, and it's not in the corner. I swear it's in the corner. If I come over there and look in the corner and it's there, oh, it's not there. Oh, here it is. We've all done this. I mean, look, you're human. I guarantee it. And you're over the age of 20. You've had a situation like that where somebody goes, no, you're wrong. It could have been the carburetor that was in a 1967 GTO or, you know, how many points past center you have to put the points in the tap in the spark plug. I don't want to pretend like I know something about the motors, but the point is, in some place in your life, somebody's come along and said, nope, that's wrong. And geez, if you got a smartphone, you've pretty much learned to keep your mouth shut, because no matter what you say, somebody can go, boop, boop, nope, that's wrong. You know, I just Googled it. So it's happened. On college campuses, a guy goes out, plays a little trick on some students, says, hey, in President Trump's State of the Union, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's awful. He should just shut up and leave things alone. That was Obama. I'm just going to leave. And they're mad. And look, I can tell you a lot about college campuses because I got my fellowship at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics. And I went class to class getting people to come to the fellowship. And I can tell you, there was only one professor of the, I don't know, roughly dozen that I went to their class to invite the students to come visit, you know, me and Joseph Phillips for our fellowship. There was only one class, one professor who said, I'm encouraging my students to go, Kevin. It was a black woman. Political science, believe it or not, she was the one who said, go to it. And I came to her class. It was the most inviting. I spoke. They asked questions. I was shocked. But all these white professors, and particularly white male professors, let's just call them eunuchs, okay? These guys fought us tooth and nail. Now, I've told this story a few times, so if you've heard it, disregard, but one of the professors, Joseph, and I go into his classroom, and we're excited. In fact, he was the first or the second one, and we're excited about it. And I said, hey, listen, we're doing a fellowship. It's going to be over at the Annex building, and we're explaining. And I said, we're going to be explaining black conservatism, and the professor interrupts and says, oh, he's a man. And he goes, if I'd known you were conservatives, I wouldn't have even let you into the classroom. And I didn't skip a beat. I said, see, class. If it doesn't matter what political ilk you are, you're welcome to come over and be part of our fellowship. See what we talk about, because we're going to explain to you why the black conservative exists. I said, but your professor here, he's already given you a hint about himself. He doesn't want you to learn anything except what he wants you to wants to teach you. He's going to give you biased information. I invite your professor to come over and debate with us on black conservatism. I said, he's a white dude. I go, he obviously knows a lot about it, right? And I'm pointing at him. And the class chuckles. But it was funny. They kind of were like, you know, they didn't like laugh outright. It was like, oh, can we laugh? It was really, I wish we could have filmed this. Honestly. So the guy says, he wants to interrupt, and I'm disregarding him. I said, but here, and I left it like this. I said, so here's the deal. Your professor wants to teach you one thing, his thing. He's completely biased. He's already said that. I will explore his point of view, which is probably what your point of view is, and then I'm going to give you something else to think about. Because that's all I want to do, is I want to make you think. Joseph and I want to make you think about why we exist. Because he says we don't exist, and when he does admit that we exist, he says we're evil people, we're vile. I beg to differ. And I said, and I'll tell you, and he goes, and I said something about debating, and he goes, I've never lost a debate, blah, 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 blah. And I said, that's because, and I let him interrupt, I said, that's because, and I'm looking at the students the entire time. I go, your professor's never lost a debate because he's never had to debate. He lives in an echo chamber of ignorance, and if he were to debate me, I said, here's what's going to happen. If he dare take me up on this, I'm going to have a platter made, engraved, and it's going to have his butt on it because I'm going to hand it to him. And we left the class. That's what happens. The second part of this campus interview, so I want to go back to just real briefly, briefly recap. The guy gets mad. One of the guys gets mad because he's been educated that his view on President Trump was wrong, and that the view that he should be, who he should be mad at, should be Obama. That rocks his foundation. So he's like, "You should, we ought to kick your butt, man. You shouldn't be coming back on campus." He's telling you what that campus temperature is. Now, then the second part of it, the interviewer says, well, is it biased against Trump? And he says they readily admit they're biased against Trump. I want you to think about that from a leftist perspective. These are the people that call themselves tolerant, right? They readily admit we're biased. We're tolerant, but we're biased. Really. So here's what I always look at. What's the divide between where you are and where we need you to be? They do recognize their bias. They recognize they're wrong and they're mad. That's step one. That's stage one. They don't want to admit it. I'm, because what's the first step in the 12-step program? I'm an alcoholic. And this is my name, and I'm an alcoholic. Or I'm a drug dealer, or drug addict, whatever. So we're very close to beginning the 12-step program, and that's where we have to start. I don't know that asking those questions is going to do it, but somehow we've got to figure this out as a society.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Doctor, last week it was all about the Democrats saying we have to redact all of the national security secrets in this Republican memo. It's going to reveal far too much. It's too dangerous. Now the situation is totally reversed. We shouldn't redact anything in the Democrat memo that's about to be released. Everything should be there for the public to see. Your opinion on all this?
As my good friend Chris Plum, the radio show host, says, if the Democrats didn't have two standards, double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. look, can't we just remind ourselves what Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi said a few days ago? They said that if the Republican memo, the Nunes memo, is released, it will be the end of the world.
Right.
Sources and methods will be disclosed. What happens? The memo isn't redacted one scintilla. The president, nobody has to redact it. It comes out. Nothing undermines national security. There's no sources and no methods unveiled. All we find out is that the Obama administration, Adam Schiff's buddies, were weaponizing the DOJ and the FBI to illegally spy on American citizens. Adam Schiff is a liar.
Well, just to, and just to focus on what they were saying last week as opposed to this week, last week they were saying that this is so dangerous, the Republican memo had to be redacted or perhaps not shown at all. Right after it's released and we see these explosive elements that you've described, we hear from the Democrats, oh, there was nothing important in there. Either it's important or it isn't important. You can't have it both ways.
You can't have the memo, the Republican memo, and its unveiling trigger Armageddon, and then 72 hours later be a nothing burger. This is the Democrats. This is their argument. Either it's incredibly dangerous or it's nothing. And the other thing is, David, can we just remember for the last 50 years, what has the left been about? What have the Democrats been about? Let it all out there, whether it's right. The Pentagon Papers, right. Whether it's deep
no matter what happens to the FBI or the CIA or any other intelligence agency.
Welcome back, Resistance, everybody. That's what our theme is today, resistance. You are the resistance. And I know we're not used to being that because we are the type of people that like to go with the flow. We don't rock the boat. There's no boat to rock because we're all seekers of tranquility. Conservatives, you really are seekers of tranquility. You do things by the book because when you do things by the book, it's easier. You know what I mean? You're the type of people that go, look, I'll keep my car tuned up. Because that way, I don't have to worry about it, the likelihood of it breaking down on the highway. You plan. You look at everything down the road. You're the people that collect trading cards and gold and silver and stamps and baseball cards and things like that. Because you go, this will be worth something down the road. You plan for vacations. You plan for college education. You plan for the unforeseen things in life. You get long-term disability. You know what I mean? That's what you people do. Yeah, that's white people stuff right there. If you really want to know, people will say, Kevin, why don't black people support Republicans? Because we haven't been taught how to plan. We haven't been taught about the future, leaving things to kids. Things. I'm just being honest with you. I've said this many times. I remember I had a stamp. My stamp collection was a joke. I took stamps that had the postal marking, you know, like it had been stamped, you know, the letter received. And I would peel some of those off or cut them off with scissors. And I would just find different ones, and I put them in my book. Now, I remember seeing a buddy of mine. His name is Joel. I remember seeing Joel's stamp collection, pristine from the post office in little plastic inserts. You know, and I looked and went, holy cow. It was such a revelation that I had no clue what I was doing. You know, I got stamps that have been with the stamp across it. They're not even pristine. You couldn't use them. They had no monetary value. And of course, because they were stamped, it even in the future, they had no value. But yeah, I had those stamps. That was my collection. And Joel has pristine stamps, all different ones from the post office. These are the flower collection. This is the, you know, the monetary collection. This is the civil rights collection. And they're all in these beautiful plastic inserts and things. And it's in a book. And he's got binders of these books. It was like a little library in his room. I went home and went, I didn't cry about it, but I was like, well, I can't do that because we were poor. To go tell my grandmother, I need you to buy me binders of books so I can put my stamps in it. And oh, by the way, I can no longer collect stamps that have been stamped, you know, expired. I got to go to the post office and buy a new stamp. My grandma would be bored. Unless you're going to mail letters, you're not getting these stamps. I mean, period. It was night and day. Anyway, I look at how forward into the future you know, people, look, the people that understand the rules and play by the rules and get it done. And then I look at the other side, and I'm telling you the reason why black folks, we are conservative to our core, but we don't understand how to organize and do things in this way that looks to the future of what where are we investing ourselves. So we keep investing in nonsense. We invest in the Democrats believing the lies that they've told. And that's why we are where we are. Back to this Gorka thing, you know, so as when we talked about this, they said the it's too dangerous, don't leak it, blah, blah, blah. Not a single thing redacted in the Republican memo. And I told you guys the other day, I said what Adam Schiff is trying to do is he's trying to set up Donald Trump by saying, we're going to put things in here you have to redact. What a childish thing. I mean, like Trump was going to release this and say, look, the Democrats planted a bunch of stuff in here that we can't tell you. Now, they're going to pretend that we're the bad guys. But we're not. We're the resistance. We're the people telling you that this government has been corrupted by these criminals. And these are not people that go to a bodega and steal $50 in cigarillos or whatever. These are people who are stealing this republic right from under your very eyes, imposing a police state that can get anybody it chooses. It will shut you down. It will ridicule you. It will turn this nation against you. It will then imprison you and throw away and threaten everybody beyond you. You know, in other words, around you. It'll threaten your kids. It'll threaten your best friends. That's what this people, that's what would happen. Ask yourself, the people that were afraid of Hillary Clinton getting elected, they didn't like her. People don't like Hillary Clinton. They gave Barack Obama the chance thinking he would change things, really legitimately change things. They were giving Hillary a chance because they knew that the fix was in. I used to ask people all the time, I go, if Hillary's so popular, why can't she fill any venue? She got started the Scooby Tour and in that stupid van, went into a little truck stop. Nobody noticed her. Nobody cared. And if she was wrapped up like, nobody's going to notice me. She was hoping they would. They had cameras at the ready. And nobody said a word. Those truckers are like, yeah, okay, let me pay for my gas. And then they got out of there. Nobody cared. Then she did three tour, you know, like breakout, like Hillary's coming out. I want the world to know. And she did this three times, three announcements of her candidacy. Not a single one of them filled the room. There was a situation in a black church, no exaggeration. They brought in, they thought they were expecting thousands. They brought the room, they closed the room off so that it would look better. There weren't 75 people in this black church that holds thousands. It's a mega church. And I think in Philadelphia or Cleveland, I can't remember where. Hillary couldn't get, there were more Secret Service and Hillary staffers than there were members of that church that came to see Hillary Clinton. The reason why Hillary Clinton was given any amount of respect as a candidate, the reason why the DNC rolled over, Bernie Sanders rolled over, and many other Democrats rolled over was one simple reason. They knew Hillary Clinton would be president. They just knew it. And nobody wants to face a vindictive, absolute witch like Hillary Clinton, because Hillary will do the things that she has done to people that have gotten in her way is legendary. You just ask Juanita Broderick, which whom I will have on the show at some point. That's why. Very simply, they did not want to cross her and the people around her. And Valerie Jarrett said it before with the Obama administration. She said, you know, there will be hell to pay for the people that don't follow along the lines with us. That's what Democrats do. They will threaten you. It's not willful cooperation with them. It is, you do this or else. And that's where they find themselves now and in big trouble. Because nobody, now people go, okay, it's safe to come back in the water. The sharks are gone. The swamp's been drained.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.